Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
I'm Tia Brown with Provoking Thoughts.
You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, we take action.
Oh, yes, it is the E-Man After Show. This is where we talk,
we listen,
and we take action.
Yes.
It's going to get better.
Yes, it is.
I want to encourage somebody out there tonight, whatever you're going through, know it's going to get better.
Right.
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. This is the E-Man After Show. Come on in, come on in. They're coming in on the phone lines tonight. Well, the phone lines just lit up, and everybody just called in at one time.
Right.
I want to thank all you guys that's joining us tonight by way of the network over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. It's the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man.
I'm Andy.
And we're back. We're back for another episode this Sunday night. Man, we have had a marvelous day. Hope you have had a marvelous day out there on today. Happy Sunday to everybody.
Because
you know it's daytime somewhere.
Yes.
It's evening time somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nighttime somewhere.
Right.
Why? Because we're broadcasting all around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
We can be heard all around the globe on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Man, we want to appreciate you guys. Listen, if you want to follow us, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.network. Man, and just... you know, click that little emblem. Listen, we're on so many other different platforms. If you want to listen to the E-Man After Show live, you can go. We just streaming somewhere everywhere. Where else were we at, man? Help me out with some of them platforms over there.
Right, absolutely. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Listen, guys, we're on all those platforms. All you got to do is just download those apps, go to We Talk Radio Network, and you can click on the E-Man After Show and listen to us live right now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're back. We're back. Hoping you all had a blessed day. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it's been a marvelous day on today.
Yes.
Hope you guys have had a wonderful day on today. It's Sunday. Man, God is good. I ain't mad at nobody.
Right?
Yeah, so me and Amanda, we're hanging out in the E-Man studios tonight. Listen, guys, we got a YouTube channel. If you want to follow us on our YouTube channel, you can go to We Talk Radio Network, all in one word. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, Amanda, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
Okay, so you would just hit that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yes, you could, guys, do that. We appreciate that. Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network.
Shout out.
They are listening on the other side. I'm looking at the time ticker. The time ticker is going off. People say, well, E-Man, what's the time ticker? That means people are on the network.
Right.
When that number keeps just rising and rising, that means people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank all our listeners, man. I tell you, when we get the stats and the numbers, we want to appreciate you guys that come in on a Sunday night just to listen to E-Man
right.
and Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
We want to appreciate you guys been following us for 3 years over here on We Talk Radio Network. We're celebrating 14 years over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Man, We Talk Radio Network has been around for 14 years. Shout out to the owner, Miss Kia Davis, Miss Kia D.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
How you doing out there, Miss Kia D? Called us a few Sundays and nights ago, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Want to appreciate her allowing us to sit here at these microphones so our voices can be heard.
Right.
We want to appreciate all of you guys. And shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network.
Yes,
he's on the other side over there. I think, what do you say, another 160 countries, including France, is listening to the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
Well, man, we're excited. And guys, we got some good news coming up for you in a few more weeks. The
mm-hmm.
E-Man After Show is going to FM.
FM.
You'll be able to ride in your car. And I ain't going to be K104, but you'll be able to go somewhere on that dial or FM. Yes, we're going to be announcing that on Sunday night while you riding out. You get out of church. You could, because, you know, most churches is out at, on Sunday nights by 9, right?
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is turn on that FM dial and listen to the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
Man, won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Oh, man, God will do it. Well, man, we are blessed. We have had a marvelous day today. I tell you, we got a great lineup for you guys on tonight. It's Bible study time.
It is.
It's Bible study night on the E-Man After Show. Ladies and gentlemen, every first Sunday night of the month, we do Bible study over here on the E-Man After Show. We bring these wonderful men and women of God. These pastors, they come in and they teach us the word of God. Just in case you didn't make it into the house of the Lord on today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't stream your church service on today.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to get it every first Sunday night on the E-Man After Show.
Right.
We have some dynamic speakers that come in, and they just teach us the word of God. We just, you know, pull up a chair, get our Bibles, and see what God has to say to us on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, we got an awesome pastor on tonight.
Yes.
Man, we got Pastor Victor Jackson with us tonight.
Yes.
And we just so excited to have this pastor. He's going to be teaching us the word of God on tonight. Man, the phone lines are lit up. The network is the time ticker is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank all you guys that's coming. Come on in. We're allowing you a time to come on in. They are coming in on Southern Soul. They are coming in on We Talk Radio Network. Why? Because we got Pastor Victor Jackson with us tonight.
We do.
Yes. And boy, I tell you, this brother here, he can teach that word. And so we're excited and delighted to have him on tonight. But boy, we had a blessed day on today. Our day started out today. We was over at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship on today with Pastor Tony Evans on today.
Yes, we were.
Had an opportunity to visit Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. You guys, if anybody from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know where Pastor Evans' church is over there off of, what street is this church on? What is that, Cocker Hill?
Camp Wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor Evans. My son got baptized over there today.
He did.
Shout out to my only begotten son. Eldridge Jr., he got baptized on today. It was just a beautiful service, man. I was just peacock proud and hyena happy to see him go down in the water.
Yes.
Come up a new man.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, we all been young and we all got baptized when we didn't understand what all that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got baptized because our mama told us to.
Mm-hmm.
And as later as we got older, we began to understand what baptism was all about, right?
Right.
And so we end up rededicating and getting baptized. So that's what my son did today. He's a member over at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, and he got baptized. He went down in the water.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and came up a new man.
Yes.
And so we wanna thank Pastor Evans and that ministry over there at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship.
Uh-huh.
We want to thank all of those over there. We want to appreciate them. It was just a blessing. Man, I tell you, it was just a blessing to see him get baptized. And so we want to, listen, you ain't got baptized. Listen, you want to go down there, you know, get baptized. Well, man, we're excited tonight because we got a man of God with us on tonight. A good friend of mine, you know, Pastor Victor Jackson. He's the proud pastor of Building the Kingdom Community Church, BKCC, all us, we.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over there in Cedar Hill, Texas. Y'all know where that is.
Right.
We got Victor Jackson hanging out with us on tonight. Just an awesome pastor. God has, just got his hand on him. And he just been, listen, the community of Cedar Hill is better because his church is over there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because Pastor Jackson, you know, he's just a pastor with par excellence. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't just saying that because I went to school with him. The brother is just awesome. He can deliver that word. I think we had him three years ago when we did Pastor Appreciation Month.
Okay.
Yeah, Pastor Jackson came on one of those Sunday nights where we was on and all the pastors.
Uh-huh.
You remember that, Mandy? You can't remember that? You done got old, huh? You don't remember Pastor Appreciation Month when we had all the pastors?
We've had so many. Listen, we've had so many, and it's all been great, but specifically, no.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Pastor,
I mean, his name definitely rings a bell, but specifically, no.
Yeah, we done had a whole lot of pastors since then.
Right.
And so Pastor Jackson is with us again on tonight. The phone lines is lighting up. I can't stroll down no more.
Yeah, the phone lines are full.
Lit up tonight. Listen, we're doing Bible study on tonight. And we want to appreciate all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines. People are already flagging. We want to see you guys that we see you on the network. We're allowing you just a little bit more time to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in. Come in with your Bible now.
Right.
Because we're doing Bible study on tonight. You know, Pastor Jackson might ask you some questions. I don't know which way he's going to go, but we're going to let the Lord use it. We're going to turn him loose over here on the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network, and we just go let the Lord use this mighty man to God. Shout out to BKC All Us Week, BKCC All Us Week. Shout out to the members over there at Building the Community Church, Kingdom Community Church over in Cedar Hill. If you out there listening on tonight, that's probably why this phone line is lit up. Yes, they're calling in from everywhere. It's numbers I ain't never seen.
Right.
Well, we thank you for hanging out with on the E-Man After Show on tonight. We got Pastor Jackson with us on tonight. But, Mandy, just before we bring the pastor in, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So Pastor Victor Jackson is the pastor of Building the Kingdom Community Church, located 308 East Beltline Road in Cedar Hill, Texas. The life and love of Jesus Christ is being taught and lived as the church becomes what God has designed it to be. The Victor B. Jackson iScholarship was awarded in 2021 for two African-American students attending Dallas International University. Also, in July of 2022, his first book was published, Jesus Said.
Jesus Said.
365 Days in the Words of God, Who Still Speaks.
Yeah.
Victor's life verse is Romans 8:28, and lives behind that shield of God's word daily.
Yeah.
So his Victor's life verse is Romans 8:28 and lives behind that shield of God's word daily.
Yes. Yes. And so we thank God for that. Just a little bit about it. We can give you more. We can give you more. But that's just a little bit to whet your appetite, you know, because actually, you know, we graduated together over at Carter High School, Carter for Life, CC.
Right.
Victor Jackson over there in 79, we graduated. And, man, I tell you, you probably remember this. You know, right now, Victor Jackson holds the record. I think we was playing Roosevelt High School. And Carter was down. And I think Carter Cowboys had on all red. And, man, I tell you, they kicked the ball off. Victor Jackson ran like 101 yards, and we won the game right at the end. It was just amazing. You'll remember that. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get him on. You know, he still holds that record right now. So,
all right.
And then he went on down to Houston Oilers. He played two seasons for Vaughn Phillips, you know, down in the early 80s. And then also, just want to tell you, Victor is married to the proud First Lady, Ramona Jackson. You know, they've been married ever since 1987. You know, they have three beautiful kids. And I tell you, this brother here, he's just doing the doggone thing.
Yes, he is.
And so I'm going to try to use some big words here. I'm not a guy with real big words, but I'm peacock proud and hyena happy and elephant elated to have Victor Jackson with us on tonight. Well, man, I tell you, the phone lines are lit up. Who is this flagging us already? Ladies and gentlemen, on the E-Man After Show, we normally do a segment called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. We normally run that segment twice on a Sunday night, but we'll bypass that segment on tonight. Why? Because we have Bible study, and we don't, you know, we don't want to interrupt the man of God while he's teaching. And so you come back next Sunday night, you can get some of Fred Bell Encouragement for the Soul.
Yes.
Well, man, the phone lines are lit up. I'm trying to... Pastor Jackson, hit number one on your phone. I'm trying to find your number. I know you're on here. Can you hit number one for me, sir? Oh, there you go. He just flagged. Yeah, that way I want to slow down there and find his number. I mean, the phone lines are lit up. People are calling in. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man.
I'm Mandy.
And we're back for this great episode on tonight. Hello, Southern Soul. We see you guys over there. The network is going off. Let me bring this caller in. He flagged early. Let's see if we could bring last four numbers 4875. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hey, how you doing there? Oh, E-Man, this is Deacon Smith.
Hey, Deacon Smith, how are you? You flagged early. How you doing?
Good. How about yourself, man? How you doing? How you all doing? Both of you and Mandy. How you doing?
Doing good.
You sound like you under the weather, brother.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm still recuperating from being under it, man.
Okay.
I'm whatever to shake this cough and this little throat, itching throat stuff of mine, man.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're glad to have you on tonight.
Yes.
Good. Oh, okay. Well, we get ready to do Bible study. You ready for some Bible study?
Yes, sir. We can bring it on.
All right. Well, man, good. I seen your mother today, by the way. And your mother and your sister today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we seen them over at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship on today.
Yeah, that's where my sister is trying to go to church over there. I didn't know your son went there.
Yeah, he got baptized over there today. We was over there. We took off and went over there today.
I saw that on Facebook, man. What a blessing. What a blessing.
Yes,
blessing.
Sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, man.
Amen.
Well, we're going to get ready to bring the pastor in. You got your Bible out. I hope you got your Bible or your phone or your iTablet, whatever devices you can, whatever device you guys got. Yes, sir. All right, well, good you call in, man. Just sit back and enjoy this lesson and make God heal your body, heal your throat.
Yes,
we just speak to it and command you to rise up and clear up all that stuff that's going on in there.
Yes,
amen.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this on the phone lines on tonight on the network, this is the E-Man After Show. We do Bible study over here every first Sunday night, and I think we'll help you guys long enough. The time ticker is lit up. The phone lines are lit up. But we had a prayer pastor of building the Building the Kingdom Church. Building the Kingdom Community Church. Mm-hmm. It's over in Cedar Hill, Texas. Let me see if we can bring Pastor Victor Jackson in. It's BKCC, all of us, we. Pastor Jackson, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm outstanding, Brother Eldridge. God bless you and your wife, man.
Well, man, we're excited to have you tonight, sir.
We are.
Oh, thank you, man, and congratulations about your son. I can imagine you being peacock pride.
Yes, you know, Pastor, as you raise, and you know all of this, as you raise these young people and they get up in age and begin to understand the word of God for themselves, mm-hmm. and they make that decision, you know what I'm saying, without us priving them. And man, just to see him go down in the water, it was a moment, you know.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, we're glad to have you on tonight, sir. Thank you once again. And
yes.
You know, I can always call on this pastor, and he always answers the call. Well, man, we just glad to have you tonight. I know you taught on today, said a word. Did you teach today, Pastor? I don't want to assume you taught.
I preached 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, when it talks about the weakness of God was the title of the message. The weakness of God is stronger than any man.
Mm-hmm. I might go back online and check it out.
Check it out, because yes, at the end, I really clarified that there's no weakness in God.
Yes, sir. Hello.
On your best day, it can't be God on his worst day.
Right.
All right now.
Right. Well, Pastor, we glad to have you on tonight. Let me beg my pardon. Let us shout out to the First Lady before we get in trouble over here, man.
Oh, yeah.
We want to shout out to the First Lady. Hold on 1 second. I don't know what's going on, but all right, there we go. We want to shout out to the First Lady of your First Lady and then the First Lady of your church. We got some, ain't no storm going on out there, is it?
Storm?
Are we with you?
Ain't nobody bad but the devil.
Yeah, okay, what's going on now? I don't know what happened there, but can you hear me? Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
I can hear you.
Yes. Well, we're glad to have you on tonight. Want to shout out to the... Ain't nobody mad. Let's do this here. Let's do this for a minute. Hold that thought, Pastor. Let's do this. Alrighty, something going on. All right. They trying to knock us off the network or something. What in the ham sandwich? All righty. Well, we're back.
Amen.
We haven't lost no one. I don't know what that was, but the devil is alive, right?
Amen.
You must be on fire over there.
Yeah. The devil don't want this to get out.
Yeah, well, he's going to get out. It don't stop the network. Yes. You engineers, you better get it right over at We Talk Radio Network.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So we certainly want to shout out First Lady Ramona Jackson on this evening. I know, E-Man, you tried to shout her out several times.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of technical difficulties with the network. But I absolutely want to shout out the First Lady on this evening.
Yes. Well, Pastor, this is kind of how we do this, sir. You know, you got up to 11 o'clock. You don't have to teach that long unless you want to. The Holy Spirit will take you. You can go as long as you like. Normally what we do, Pastor, is we'll let you teach, and at the end of your teaching, if anybody have any questions, we ask them to hit option one, and we'll bring them in, and, you know, they can ask you any questions you can clarify. If not, me and Mandy, we'll come back and wrap it up with you and go from there. We kind of go on mute and be back in the cut and be listening just as well as the listeners on the network. And just go that way. Well, Pastor, you know, let the Lord use you. It's all yours, and we'll come back in after you finish.
Well, brothers and sisters of the E-Man Radio Show, this is Pastor Victor Jackson. I am the proud pastor of Building the Kingdom Community Church in Cedar Hill, Texas, 308 East Beltline Road. Come see what God is doing. Our service times is at 10 o'clock a.m. on Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9, 8:30 mm-hmm. prayer is corporate prayer. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Bible study. And we have a wonderful time in our Bible study. This is where we as a family learn, is in Bible study. I think a lot of churches have gotten away mm-hmm. from Bible. They're doing preaching and on Wednesdays instead of, you know, we come together as a family, loving each other and studying right. the word together. And right. I've got a portion of scripture I want to share with you tonight. Brother E asked me, you know, yesterday, you know, Pastor, you know, what you going to bring? I said, man, I still don't know. I've been concentrating on it all week, but God gave it to me this afternoon, and I called him and gave it to him. And we, for those that have their Bibles, go to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1. And this portion of scripture is talking about a lot of stuff that's going on right now today in our world. This is evidence of how powerful the word of God is, that this stuff was written over 2,000 years ago, and it's mm-hmm. true today. Right. The Bible tells us that there's nothing new under the sun. We just haven't seen it or figured it out yet, but there's nothing no new inventions in anything. God already knew about it. It's just being revealed to us. So in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 32, I'd like to read it to you. And then I'll ask some questions, or, you know, I'll open up for questions to see, you know, mm-hmm. what God is saying to you. And because you might have something to help me, as well as I'll have something to help you, because as iron sharpens iron, so yes. another brother sharpens another. But I want to read verse 18 of chapter 1 of Romans. I'm reading from the New International Version of the Bible. It says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. And I just want to elaborate on 18 through 21 real quick. And we have to realize that nowadays the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven, and it's against, why is it being revealed, and who is it against? It's being revealed because it's ungodliness, and then it's against mankind because of our unrighteousness. The ungodliness here refers to man's offense against God, and then the unrighteousness refers to our sin, man against man. Because you have to realize, you not only sin against God, but you mm-hmm. sin against other brothers and sisters in Christ. And God says all of this stuff is going on right now. Mm-hmm. And then in verse 19, he says, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain. God is revealing himself day by day, moment by moment. You know, he does it through natural revelation, and he does it through special revelation. Natural revelation is you know, just nature, things that God mm-hmm. has created, the trees, the birds, the leaves, and all the water and all of that stuff. But then there's special revelation that when God makes himself really known to an individual where you know without a doubt in your mind that it was God. Sometimes you can't explain it, but you know mm-hmm. it was God.
Right.
Okay? And then he said he's been making this stuff plain. And one of the, you know, revelations I tell people, God allows the sun to sit just in the right spot in the atmosphere, that if it was one centimeter closer, we'll burn up. or if it was 1 centimeter away, we'll freeze to death. That's how powerful our God is. And then, you know, God allows a woman to carry a baby in water for 9 months and the baby don't drown. That's God, okay? Then we keep going, and it says in verse 20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Those things I just explained are reasons for you not to have any excuse of God's invisible qualities. Now, I want to ask you, what's your excuse for not believing and trusting in God when he's making these things known to you? Anybody got an answer to that question? What is your reason for not believing in God at this point in your life when you see him bringing stuff like this to your attention? Because if you talk to me, I'll talk back.
No one hit option one yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep going. You can come back to that because evidently I must be talking to all Christians.
Right.
Trust in God. And that's okay. That's okay. But it's going to get real deep now. In verse 21, he says, although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurities for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Paul go deep with the Romans. He go in real hard and says, you know what? You acting like you saved. You going around telling people you saved, but you're not really living a saved life. Your mind has been playing tricks on you. you exchange the truth of God for a lie. And we have so much in our world today lowered the standards of God, and we think it's okay. See, as Christians, we can't do whatever we want to do like the world does. Well, I'm 21. I'm grown. I can do whatever I want to do. Well, yeah, but there's some consequences that comes with that. And see, one thing about sin, a lot of times you do the sin, and just because you don't get dealt with right then and there, you think you done got away. I'd like to use this illustration. When a young man goes to court and he gets in front of the judge, and the judge says, you know, I know this ain't your first time. This isn't your first time doing a crime. This is the first time you got caught. So I'm going to give you time for all the time you got away. And he gives him 45 years for a crime because the judge realized you've been doing this for a while. And so we got to realize that God sees our sin, and we got to remember what the Bible says. A man shall reap whatever he sow. Whatever you plant, that's what's going to grow up. You can't plant evil and think good's going to come up. You can't plant apples and think you're going to get oranges.
Right.
You're going to have to answer to whatever you have done. And, you know, we cannot exchange this lie that's being perpetrated by sin and think that we're going to get away with it, and we can exchange God's holiness for us to do anything we want to do.
Right.
We can't do that. And so he said, because when they start doing that, God said, you even start making idols for yourself out of wood. I'm so glad my God talks back to me, because wood can't talk.
Right.
Yeah, I'm so glad that my God is interested in my life, because wood is not interested in my life. I had to make you. No, God made me. And so we get they were getting so caught up, Paul said they were getting so caught up and making these images to look like men and birds and animals and reptiles, and then they turn around and worship these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's make this modern day. We worship our cars. We worship our homes. We worship our children. They become gods and idol to us. Anything that's more important to you than God is an idol. And sometimes that slip in on us. We get so caught up in people and things, and we forget about God. I mentioned to people the other day that sometimes we get caught up in a culture, we forget about Christ. We get so caught up in politics, we forget about Christ. And we treat people according to the politics or according to the culture and not according to what the Word of God says. And then we say that we are standing on the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to let people know, I want to encourage you that don't get caught up in this world system. I tell people all the time, this world has nothing to offer me. Every good and perfect mm-hmm. gift comes from the Father above. I want God to give me my stuff.
Right.
I don't want to get it from the people. Now, he might use people to bring it to me, but it's because of my relationship with him that things come my way, not because of me or anybody else. He says, because you made these idols, God said he gave them over. And he gave them over, what, into their sinful desires. God will allow you to keep living in sin if you deny him. Because when you live in sin, you're telling him you want no part of him. Am I right about it?
Yeah, you're right about it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so he said, I gave them over to mm-hmm. their sinful desires, for their hearts, to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. Man, now that's deep. God said, I gave them over because they were more interested in their own bodies sexually
mm-hmm.
than they were interested in God.
Right.
They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshiped created things than the Creator. Now we're going to start really getting to the good part when we get to verse 26. God says, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. That's the second time God has said he gave them over in this passage. He gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations, unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Back in Rome, people don't realize that homosexuality didn't just come out in 2000 or 1975 or something like that. It's been around back in the biblical days, because Rome was a place where they had homosexuality. They had prostitutes that were male prostitutes that would sleep with men, and women prostitutes that would sleep with women. Matter of fact, King Nero had a young man that was his lover. He even castrated him and then made him his wife, married him, had a big spectacle about it and married him, and that became his wife. And we know King Nero would hang Christians up on a pole and light them on fire, and that would be light for the night. That's how right. evil this man was.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it got so bad that now, every passage I read tonight, the sin got worse. And that's what sin does to you. Sin takes
yeah.
you farther than you want to go, make you stay longer than you want to stay, and make you pay more than you want to pay.
More than you want to pay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so the further you get away from God, the easier mm-hmm. it is to sin. That's why I tell people, be careful what you do. You know, you miss one Sunday. Oh, man, I just didn't feel like going. And then Sunday come around again, and something come up you don't feel like going. Before you know it, you didn't miss a whole month of Sundays of going to church and fellowship and hearing the word and serving God at the church. And it just become easy. And next thing you know, it's 2 years. You ain't been to church.
You
ain't even
watching
it online. You know,
yes,
and God set this thing up so beautifully that,
mm-hmm.
during COVID and everything, he said, I'm going to give you no excuse, like it says in verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, verse 20 when it says nobody is without excuse.
Right.
What excuse do we have now that we can't hear the word? It's on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
You can even listen to the word on your phone if you got the app on your phone. You can
yes,
watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on TikTok. There's no reason. We have no excuse for not hearing the word of God these days.
Yes, sir.
And so God is saying, you know, now these women are having sex with women and men are having sex with men. And then God said he gave them over. And he
mm-hmm.
gave them over to themselves and the due penalty for their perversion. I don't believe society is recording all of the stuff that's going on with same-sex marriages. And I bet the divorce rate is higher than a regular marriage. I bet the domestic violence is higher.
Mm-hmm.
But because society has now accepted this as the norm of going against God's word, they don't want to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
Now, a man asked me on Friday, I was somewhere stopping or something, and the guy heard that I was a pastor, and he came up to me and he said, man, would you let somebody gay come to your church? I said, I sure will. Number one, it's not my church. It's God's church.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to be the pastor. Yes, I said, yes, I would love for them to come. I said, but they wouldn't be in leadership. They
mm-hmm.
would come, and I hope that the love we show them would cause them to want to put their sin down. I wish a crackhead would come to the church. It might be some alcoholics in the church. I don't know.
Right.
Yes, we we as Christians have gotten so caught up in trying to label people,
mm-hmm.
just like the world want to label everybody, instead of just loving them. I don't love what you do, but I just want to love you.
Mm.
And I hope this love of Christ that I showed you compelled you to want to have a intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ and live the way he intended you to live.
Yes.
Because we've gotten so far away from that, we'd rather kick people to the curb. We'd rather, you know, turn our back on them. We'd rather push them down the hill, stab them in the back, than loving
mm-hmm.
the hell out of them.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what God did to me, man. I didn't get saved until I was 32 years old.
Right,
and I had
right.
been a crackhead. I had been a thief, a robber. I had been
mm-hmm.
everything under the sun. I had done and tried.
Mm.
But I'm so glad God didn't give up on me.
Oh, yes.
Because we never know when God's going to change somebody's life, when the light's going to come on.
Yeah.
But Paul is telling these people, stop living like this. Stop doing this because God loves you and he died for you.
Yes, sir.
And then Paul goes on and here in verse 28, he says, furthermore, since
mm-hmm.
they did not think it worthwhile to remain or to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to it. Once again, he gave them over.
Mm.
He gave them over. And see, people think that, you know, God is sending people to hell and God is, you know, evil and mean and all. He's giving you every chance to do the right thing. He lets you go. What we do dictates how we love God.
Mm.
It's just like the man who said, man, I just love my wife, man. But, I just got to keep on messing with these other girls. Well, brother, let me tell you something. You don't love your wife. If you keep on messing with other women, that ain't love. That's not how love. That's lust. That's not love. Yeah. Well, my wife want me to quit drinking because when I drink, I cuss her out and stuff. Well, brother, if you love her, you'll quit drinking.
Mm-hmm.
True love is doing something for somebody that causes you to love them even through the hurt. I mentioned at our 8:30 prayer this morning, during this Lent season, I'm really thinking about Jesus going to the cross and all that he went through. Man, Jesus knew he was going to have to hurt, and he loved
right.
us anyway. He, Eldridge, he knew he was going to have to hurt.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question. Can you love somebody through the hurt?
Mm.
That's true love.
I think somebody hit option one. They want to talk to you about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's let
them
go ahead.
Last four numbers, 8739. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Samson.
Hi, how are you, sir? Yes, sir. You have a question for Pastor Vic?
Yeah, I got a question. So do God have a count of how many times you can sin before he turn you over to a reprobate mind?
Well, no, the Bible doesn't say how many times God allows us to sin before he gives you up, but I'm sure he gives you a chance. He gives you chances. You know, he tells us in Matthew that we ought to forgive a brother every time he comes to us and asks us to forgive him. He told him 7 times 70, and you could do the math, but what he was really saying is as many times your brother comes to you and asks for forgiveness, if you love me, you're forgiving. Now, when they come to you and you give them forgiveness, that doesn't mean you hang out with them and kick it with them, especially if they're living in sin. The Bible says, you know a brother caught up in sin, and Thessalonians, it says, don't even eat with such a man. Don't fellowship with him. Treat him as you would an outsider, that you might win him over. Because you know how it is when people stop hanging with you and you really want to hang with them, and you know, things that you're doing, they don't do no more. But you really want to hang with them, you stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You stop doing it. So, Samson, does that answer your question?
Yes. I was just asking, just, you know, people always say God return you to a reprobate mind. Do God have a pit camp? So it was just a, you know, an out-the-box question.
Okay. Well, no, there ain't no such thing as an out-the-box question. The only out-the-box question is on one you don't ask.
right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, amen.
Well, sir, thank we thank you for your call on tonight. Keep listening.
Okay. Right. So God is saying here in verse 24, furthermore, since they did not think it was worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a deprived mind or a reprobated mind to do whatever they ought not to be done. I don't know what the time frame is, Samson, like I said, but I know God will say, you know, finally, you know what? You're not getting it. And I would hate to be that person when God is so gracious and so full of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's got to be a whole lot of time frame in there, because I think about all the stuff I did and went through. Those 32 years of sinning, and then God finally says, you know what? I'm going to touch your life, and, man, you know, here's an opportunity, Vic, for you to fall in love with me and serve me, you know, and he throws it as far as the east is from the west.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's powerful.
Oh, yeah.
That's, if you know me and know what I used to do and the person I used to be, that because of Christ's love, man.
Yeah.
Yes, God is so good. And you know what? It ain't really got nothing to do with me. It's all about him. It's all about his love, his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his loving kindness.
Right.
And he said, I gave this to y'all, but y'all didn't want it. He says, verse 29, they have become foul and filled with every kind of wickedness. He says wickedness, evil, greed, depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossip, slanderers. Mm-hmm. God haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they knew God's righteousness decrees that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Man, Paul went in hard, man. Paul went in hard and said, these are the things that God see that y'all doing, and y'all are doing it right in his face like he don't see you. And that's what's happening in our world today. Death is at a high rate. Murder, crime is at a high rate. Sexual sins are at a high rate. Wickedness, greed is at a high rate. Don't y'all know that 200 people, 236 people, I believe it is, die every minute. That's right. When COVID hit and they didn't know what COVID was and tried to find the cure for it and everything, people started dying at a higher rate. And then not only that started happening, people started dying younger. You usually didn't hear about a 14, 15-year-old person dying.
Right.
You didn't
right.
hear about somebody 40 years old, you know, just dying. You you know, people was living 80 and 90 years like, you know, it was nothing. But now people are dying. I think it's 10,000 people die an hour.
Hmm.
That's a lot of people. I just did a series on death at our church for Bible study on Wednesday night not too mm-hmm. long ago, and I brought those stats out that, you know, people are dying younger, they're dying more frequently, and mm-hmm. it's just alarming, man. And it's mm-hmm. not just COVID anymore. It's murder. It's crime. It's all mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Robbing is high. You know, these people with these AK-47 guns shooting up schools and all of this stuff.
Right, right.
This is all the stuff that they're talking about back in the biblical days that are happening now. The gossip mm. and the slanders.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you weren't there, you don't know what happened.
Exactly.
If you weren't there, if you hear about somebody, you know, with all of this Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff, man, be careful of what you entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we as Christians, we must remember, the Bible says you ought to be above reproach. That means that you ought to carry yourself in such a way that people won't even think you're involved in that kind of stuff. Your brother asked me today, you know, Pastor, you know, how do you do counseling? I said, I do counseling on my territory. I counsel people at the church. Or I'll counsel them at my house with my wife. If I don't have my wife in there, I have another brother or sister in there. And I definitely don't counsel women by myself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I have to protect myself.
Sure.
Because all she had to say is, Pastor Vic, touch my thigh. And it's over.
Yes, sir.
It's over.
Mm.
It's over. And that's the world we live in because of these slanderers, these gossipers, these God haters. You got people that hate you just because you're a Christian.
Oh, yes.
You got people that just despise you because you mentioned the name of Jesus Christ. You got arrogant and boastful people. We were at the Cedar Hill Block Party yesterday, and, you know, we had a chance to talk about our ministries, and it was different companies and all kind of stuff at the Cedar Hill Block Party, which is a beautiful thing they have every year. And we had pins of, you know, church with our church name on it, information mm-hmm. about our church, and candy on the table and stuff. And people walk by the table, grab your stuff, don't even look at you.
Right.
If that's not arrogant, I don't know what is. Man,
right.
They don't even look at, don't even acknowledge you there. Like, you're supposed to have this stuff there for them.
Mm.
Instead of saying, how you doing? I'd have gave you all the pins if you'd have spoke. they were there to give away.
Uh-huh.
You know, we treat each other so terrible these days, and we wonder why the world is in the condition it's in. It says, you know, they even find new ways of doing evil.
Mm-hmm. Man, do you feel, Pastor, you feel like the, as I was listening to you share that, do you feel like there's a spirit of entitlement that's going on in the land, in the church community, just in the community, period?
Of course, Brother E, you know, and it's different levels of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't think about it being different levels of entitlement. You know, the more you have, the more you think you're entitled to.
Mm.
And then, you know, if you think you're better than somebody, you think you're entitled to go in front of them.
Mm.
And then if you're older than somebody, you automatically think you're entitled. No, respect is earned. It's not demanded.
Yes,
and so we don't go around earning respect no more. We go around demanding respect. Because the first thing somebody says, man, I ain't going to let nobody disrespect me. What? They disrespected Christ?
Yeah.
And so we get so caught up in the wrong. And those are the little tricks and schemes that Satan, you know, does with us. And we get so caught up in that we miss Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't going to let nobody talk crazy to me, man. Well, man, if they talk crazy and you talk back, that means you're just as crazy as they are.
You got to be slow for the speak, right?
Yeah. Say, people always say, man, Satan was talking to me the other day. Well, why are you listening?
Mm.
If you know it's Satan, why are you listening to Satan out of all people? I have to understand that, you know, it was a friend or somebody, and you know, you didn't know they were playing tricks on you, you know, but when you know that it's Satan, do not listen to him. Don't hang out with him. You can't beat him at his game.
Mm.
If Jesus had to quote scripture to say, what you think you ought to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we must... We must make sure that we're not getting caught up in this thing and inventing ways of evil.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read a scripture to you found in Ephesians because it goes with this lesson. And I saw this about 3 weeks ago, and I shared it with the church. And
yes, sir.
It's just been marinating in my spirit, man, because I read it before and I've seen it before. But you know how you read something and it catches
right.
you and just hold on to you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 5:12. It says, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
Hmm.
What? And what we do? What we do? Man, we put them on a pedestal. The arts is just full of disobedience. Hollywood is just full of disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Sports is just full of disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love watching, you know, the sports show, you know, ESPN and stuff like that. But lately, I'm beginning to where I don't want to watch it no more because now they're starting to cuss on
mm-hmm.
the shows now. You know,
mm-hmm.
they just using little words like, you know, A, you know, and S-H-I-T and A-S-S. But, you know, after a while, it's going to be those other words because that's how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that these people are more intelligent to use those kind of words to
mm.
make their point. But they were doing it 5 years ago, 10 years ago, they weren't using those words. And now you get athletes that get up to the mic and cuss all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What are our young kids going to do when they get to the mic? They don't cuss. But forgive me, because I ought not be talking about what they're doing. So that's shameful. But then that lifts them up and gives them a reason to keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I keep talking about what so-and-so doing, you know, there's going to be some people, you know what, I'm going to try that. That sounds like fun. And then we get back to Romans chapter 1, where it says the people, they don't even obey their parents anymore. I was in the store
Let's park there for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. I was in the store some years ago. I think it's probably about 10 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
I heard somebody say, put that down. You're not getting that. You don't need that. You need to put that down. I turned around. It was an 8-year-old girl talking to her mama like that.
Mm.
Turned around. I said, what? My mama, she don't need that. I said, man, don't let
right.
your daughter talk like that. If you do that now, babe, when she gets 20 years old, what you think she gonna be putting hands on you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells us, you know, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they get old, they won't part from them. You got to train your child. You got to discipline your child, not punish them. There's a difference between discipline and punishment. When your kids really know you love them and care about them, man, they you know, they will do their best to please you.
Right. And, you know,
they
they
don't grow up and do what they want to do. Ain't no such thing as a perfect child.
Mm-hmm.
Because elders, as sharp as you were in school and nice as you were, you weren't perfect.
For sure. Pastor Vic, I was going to interject and ask you a question. I mean,
okay.
Do you think it's becoming now where we're trying to be too friendly with our children? You know, especially at that age. Now, I understand, you know, when a child is young, you know, I guess anywhere all the way up to 10 and 11. When they get grown, I can understand you being friends with your son, you being friends with your daughter, because they're at that age. But when they're young, it seems like to me, Pastor, more the young kids is, I don't know where the discipline have went to. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's a multitude of things. It's a a plethora of things that the problem that I see as I minister, because I used to have a program called Real Boys, Real Men, and my wife did Real Girls, Real Ladies, mm-hmm. and we had kids from 7 to 13, and we talked to the young men how to tie ties, how to shine shoes, how to open the door mm-hmm. for a lady. I interviewed them for the job that they thought they might want to be when they get over, and I filmed it so they could see themselves on films and correct all of their mistakes. We did all, and then the parents will come in and act mm-hmm. like, you know, yeah, they friends. And then, you know, the kids also know because of the system we have with CPS, parents mm-hmm. can't do certain things.
Okay.
So it's a gamut of things that's the problem, but it really starts at home first. If you start mm-hmm. disciplining your kids the first time they start showing out and you keep disciplining until they get 15, 16, 17, you mm-hmm. already put your bluff in, so to speak, to know mom and daddy not putting up with this and I can't get away with this. And then the key to is having mama and daddy there. Because
mm-hmm.
mama really can't do nothing with a son.
Mm-hmm.
He could do only so much. And please don't misunderstand me. I pride all of our mothers that are single mothers and have young men that are doing the best that you can. I pride you on that. But when it comes to him knowing man things, you're mm-hmm. not a man.
Right.
You're not a man. And, mm-hmm. and you know, and there's young girls that might be raised by their daddy. You're not a young lady. You won't experience the things she experienced, but don't be trying to be her friend. You know, be her parent.
Mm.
It's a difference. They ought to know what line not to cross.
Right, right.
But because of society and the way things are now, there, and we're trying to placate our kids and please our kids, we buy our kids, you know, $200 tennis shoes, and they're in the third grade, and they can't read.
Mm.
We buy them the latest game, PlayStation 5, number 6, or whatever it is now, and, mm-hmm. you know, they ain't getting good grades at school.
Mm-hmm.
They get in trouble every day in school. I'm not finna do that. Well, praise right. God, I don't have to. All my kids are grown and out the house, so thank you, Jesus.
yeah,
thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Jesus. But even with my grandkids, they know mm-hmm. good and well, if you're not taking care of your business, Papa ain't going to reward you. I don't mm-hmm. reward, you know, negativity. I don't reward you getting in trouble. I'm not finna do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do that, you think that's the way it's going to happen in the world, and then the world going to show you something totally different.
Yes, sir. So, Pastor, help that listener on tonight that they hearing what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying, but help that listener to understand just a little bit better, because, I mean, when we grew up, it was spare the rod and spoil the child. It seems mm-hmm. like to me, parents today, they're just afraid to discipline. They're afraid
yes.
to, you know, mm-hmm. take them by the – they're afraid to just even spank them nowadays.
Right.
You know,
see, but
if they cut up in public, we used to get it in public.
See, one of the things I taught my daughter and my
mm-hmm.
son, when you discipline your kids, get a belt or get a shoe or something. Don't get nothing you're going to try to kill them and destroy them with. You just
right,
tap them a little bit, because every time they see that belt, they know that they've done something wrong. And you're going to do it, because don't use your hand to do it, because that's the same hand you want to hug them with.
Mm. Good.
That's see, because then you got your kid afraid of you. You don't know. They don't know if you're going to hug them or hit them. Don't
mm-hmm.
hit your kids with your hand.
Yes, sir.
My daughter had a little spatula. She got her a little spatula, and she would tap her kids with, and they knew that they were wrong, and they did something. They see that spatula, they know they had done something wrong.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you love, like mom and them used to whoop us, and then come in the room and say, baby, you know what? It hurt mama more than it hurt you. And we'll talk mm-hmm. to you and talk you through the process. But now
yes,
you got
sir.
Some parents that don't know them better. They snatching these kids up, talking crazy to them, cussing at them, hitting them
mm-hmm.
all upside the head and kicking them and all that old kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't teaching them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't do it that way. You ought to do it decent and order. And the Bible says if you don't discipline your – I can't remember where it is. It's in Psalms. Where it says
mm-hmm.
if you don't discipline your kids, you're setting them up for Sheol. And Sheol
mm-hmm.
is hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
you,
song.
You're setting them up.
1:10.
You don't want the world to discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the child. See, one of my children, I could just talk to them, and they wouldn't do what they did, you know, again in my sight. I ain't say they never do it, but they didn't do it in my sight. And one kid, I would have to actually, you know, get the belt and whoop. Another one, I could just look at, and she'll start crying. You know, but you got to know your child. Just because all your kids are in the same house and they're raised by the same parents, your kids are not the same. You need to study your kids. You need to see what works with each child.
Right, right.
I went up to the school one time for my son. He's up to the school talking. And I went up to the school one time and told him if I have to come up here again, it's not going to be nice. Because you and your mama work too hard to provide everything for you that you need. Don't be up to the school making these teachers work harder than they have to.
Oh, yes. You that's a message all by itself right there.
Exactly.
Because I'm, you know, I'm in the Dallas Independent School District. And that's a whole sermon. You could just park right there. And ladies and gentlemen, we see you coming in on the network. We appreciate you guys. They are study calling in and they're on the network. We're listening to Pastor Victor Jackson. He's teaching us the Word of God. It's Bible study. So if you have any questions for Pastor Jackson, you can hit option one. We'll bring you in. He'll answer any questions that you have. By the way, Pastor, ain't you a chaplain, by the way?
Yes, chaplain for the police department in Cedar Hill, and I was a chaplain in the hospitals for 5 years.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and if I don't know the answer to a question, I'll tell y'all, because I don't know everything, but what I do know, I will share it with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I love talking about the Word of God. I love teaching. I love prayer. I love loving people.
Yes, sir.
And what better way to love people than to sit down and spend some time in the Word with people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm learning and growing and stuff too, man. I want to be better this year than I was last year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to be doing evil, getting caught up in evil and being faithless and senseless and ruthless. That's not me. I want to show the love of Christ. I want to let people say, you know what? He looked like he's been hanging out with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, and I don't co-sign sin. I'm the kind of guy, if I see sin, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something, and I'm going to do it in a loving way.
Yeah.
And I understand that sometimes no matter how you say it or do it, because people don't want to hear it, they think you're being mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, if you're doing something you like to do and somebody say something, that bothers you. You know it's wrong already, but when somebody says something to you, as Paul is talking to these Romans, I can imagine the looks on their face when he's telling them, man, God's going to give y'all up. Y'all doing wrong. Mm-hmm. Y'all got every kind of wickedness going on in Rome, and y'all think this is okay? And that's what's going on in the world today. It's because all kind of wickedness is going on, man, and ain't nobody saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't nobody want to come to the table and talk about nothing. We scared to sit down and talk to each other, Eldridge. Blacks don't want to sit down at the table with whites. Whites don't want to sit down at the table with blacks. And, you know, homosexuals don't want to sit down and talk with people straight. You know, we done already, you know, nailed them and beat them up and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Once again, you don't know what God's going to do with somebody's life.
Right,
when he's
right.
going to change somebody. But if you don't ever give somebody a chance, man, they never will.
Yeah. And you know, Pastor, it's ironic you would say that because this is why I created this show. The E-Man After Show, and I formed it sitting around the domino table where we can see what I love about this pastor. He's so transparent. This I want it simple just like this because, you know, he's teaching a Bible study, but it's practical like if we sitting here having a conversation. And
exactly.
We see you guys on the phone line. We see you guys on the network. Just because he didn't come with his hoop tonight, because he can. You know, we wanted this is the kind of teaching where you guys that's on the phone lines that you have any questions, something that you're not clear about, you want to understand, you can be transparent. You can be yourself and just ask that question. Why? Because this ain't nothing but love. You understand what I'm saying? It's love through his teaching. And I know Pastor Vic got a loving heart and he loved what he do. So if anybody have any questions, go ahead and hit option one. There is, just like he said a while ago, there is no bad question at all. There is no dumb question at all.
Amen.
You know, it's all clarity. Yes, sir.
Yes, Saints, Use the KISS method. Simple, saints.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it simple. I could have come out with Greek and talk about break down these words that Paul used, but what good is it me to speak Greek and we barely speak English?
you said some stuff over here, pal. Somebody hit option one. Let's bring them on in. Yes, last four numbers, 8739. You on the E-Man After Show. You have a question for Pastor Zeke. Go right ahead.
I got a statement about discipline. Times have changed. It's not necessarily, I think, parents are soft. It's just, it's a thin line. A lot of parents, they drink or they smoke. But, we had a conversation today at church, mm-hmm. at Sunday school. It's just about discipline. It's hard to discipline nowadays because if you whoop your child and they go to school and say you whoop them, you got the CPS department in your life due to the fact that they got to check on the child. They got to make sure that the environment is safe. And a lot of parents they may smoke weed, they may drink, or they may not just have everything because it's hard. You know, they might not have the proper amount of beds or proper food in the house. And now you got a whole investigation and you got an opportunity of losing your child just because of your finance situation or things like that. So it's a fine line nowadays because anything you do is magnified in a different sight. So I don't say parents are necessarily can't discipline or soft discipline, but it's really hard. It's a fine line because you can't whoop kids nowadays. It ain't like it was when grandmama or big mama or them was raising you. So it's a really fine line about discipline.
Okay. Jeff, I heard everything you said, but there's too much sin up in that camp. And when sin is up in the camp, that's the kind of stuff that's happened. You mean to tell me you smoking weed and drinking, but you don't have no money? That ain't right. And then if you discipline your kids, and see, like I say, if you start disciplining your kids at an early age, they'll understand that mama and daddy love me. They want me to do right instead of going to the school and telling mama and daddy whoop me. And if my kids would have told, I would have went up there and said, yeah, I whoop him, and I'm going to whoop him again if he do something I tell him not to do. And see, the Bible tells us we ought to be more worried about what God says than what man says. When you know you haven't done nothing wrong to try to beat your kid, to hurt your kid, man, because they ain't paying for you to feed that kid and house that kid and take care of that kid. That's what's wrong. That's part of what's wrong because, like you say, they get in your business when they shouldn't even get in your business. Now, right. The cases that they need to take care of,
mm-hmm.
they get them kids right back to them people. And then next thing you know, the kid has come up dead, a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, there is a thin line, but you have to start early, too, with your kids. You have to start early and show them that if they do wrong, there's some consequences for your actions. And then parents get old and forget that there's some consequences for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids nowadays, teenagers, And people say 40 and younger, they don't even respect other people to the point when they do smoke weed, they come out smelling just like weed wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
They walk into the courthouse smelling like weed. They mm-hmm. walk into the funeral home of a deceased loved one smelling like weed. Elite. When we was young, we'd put on some Polo cologne to try to come in.
Right.
That don't make it right. But at least we were trying to respect the people we have. See, they don't even have respect for themselves, so they're not going to have respect for anybody else.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, sir. We're going to take another call. Is that all you have left, sir, for Pastor?
Yes, that was it. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for your call tonight, sir. Well, Pastor Vic, let's just go down the line to the next caller. Last four numbers, 2009. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this? You have a question for Pastor Vic? Carla, are you there? Hello, Carla? I can barely hear you.
I don't have a question. I'm just listening to the show.
Okay, well, you hit option one. I see you flagged. I assume you had a question.
All right. Sorry. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.
I didn't hit option one.
All righty. They just listening. They have to hit option one, Pastor. I thought they had a question, but... Just beautiful. To all of you that's on the network tonight, thank you for listening to the E-Man After Show. It's Bible study, and this is what we do every first Sunday night. We have a pastor to come on and interact with you guys, and any questions you may have or any comments that you want to make. These pastors are here. This man of God is equipped to answer any questions that you would have on tonight. You can hit option one, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Mandy?
Yes, yes. So, Pastor Vic, I do have a question for you. First of all, I want to say great message on tonight. We do not hear these type of messages preached that often with the times we are in, you know, as we all know that so many people have itching ears and so many people have sold their soul for money and likes of the people. So I want to say, first of all, I appreciate you for delivering the message on tonight. But I do want to piggyback with a question on the young man's question when he asked about the disciplinary. You stated, which I totally agree with, you stated that it should start at an early age. What advice would you give to that person out there? Maybe they did not start disciplining their children at an early age, but they made a turn in their life when their children became teenagers, let's say age 13, and right now they're having challenges with disciplining their children, and maybe they are afraid because of the courts and the laws that have come out within recent years, and maybe someone is feel like they're trapped. They don't know what to do. Maybe they're facing a decision. If this child continues to be disobedient at the age now of 13, 14 years of age, I may have to put them out of my house to prevent from going to jail.
Yes. Yeah. With two things, and thank you for your compliment. I am humbled by even being on this show. Two things. Number one, you start praying. If you haven't, you know, start disciplining them at a young age, and now they're 13, you start praying. And then after you pray, you start having conversations with them, communication. I tell people all the time, people always say, I ask people, what rules this world? People say money, power, you know, prestige and stuff. You can't get any of that unless you communicate. Nobody's going to give you your money unless you ask for it. So you have to communicate. You're not going to get power unless you have communicated that you're going to do something to get this power. So communication, sitting them down at the table and talking to them and explaining life to them and showing them the love of God and then praying. One of the things we've gotten away from is that we don't take our kids to church no more. I was at a pastor's meeting about 2 months ago, and I had at least four pastors say, we don't have any kids in our church. What?
Wow. That's
well,
a first.
You're not going to have a future then, because our kids are still are our future.
Right.
And so you've got to sit down and communicate with them and talk with them. Pastor Vic love the kids. I love the kids. I know our kids' name. You know, if they play sports or they're involved in art or anything, theater or music at their schools, if they're in a play or something, I go to the play and see them. I go see them play football, basketball, baseball, hopscotch, hockey, whatever it is. So I want to support them.
Right,
I want
to
support them. So you got to have a network around, because what happened to it takes a village.
Yeah.
Nowadays, we don't want nobody to say nothing to our kids. And we know our kids are bad. You need all the help you can get.
Oh, yeah.
So first thing I would do, Sister Mandy, was I would pray and ask God to give me the words to say, how to say, when to say, that this kid would receive this love that I'm giving him. And then I would communicate and talk to this kid. The reason why mama do this, why daddy does that, because we don't want nobody else out there in the world to do it, man, because you can't do what you want to do out there in that world. Them people will put you behind bars. They'll treat you like a dog. And let me tell you something, just because your friend, homeboy, brother went to jail and did 2 or 3 years and come back and tell you how tough he was and how bad he was in jail, that ain't the truth. Because some of our people are telling our kids that jail is okay. I do prison ministry, and I hear these stories. Man, jail ain't okay when somebody tell you when to sleep, when to get up, when to eat, when to stop eating. And, you know, then you got to keep people off your back fighting all the time. That ain't the way to live.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You can't walk to the refrigerator and open it up and stand there and let the cool air hit you. when you want to.
Right, right.
Yeah. So does that help you out, Sister Maggie?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pastor Victor. Thank you. I do have another question also.
Sure.
So you spoke earlier about a man cannot raise a daughter correctly, right? And I totally agree. And vice versa, a woman cannot raise a man. What would you say to that man or woman? They may have raised their child that is the opposite sex, and maybe that along the way that child has gotten off track, and that parent is penalizing themselves. What would you say to them tonight?
Yeah, that's good. Well, first of all, man, I didn't say they couldn't do it well, but it's certain things that a man can't tell a little girl and a woman can't tell a young man because,
yes,
you know, experiences are different. But like I said, some of the mothers and some of the single fathers, they have done great jobs with their kids. They really have. But if the thing go awry, and the parents start blaming yourself, that's a trick of the enemy. Because now they still have to give an account for their own actions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I can only tell you, like I told a guy today, you can't make a two-year-old do nothing if they don't want to do it. You can put them on timeout, put them in their room, take the toys away from them. If they don't want to do something, you can beat them. They don't want to do it, they ain't going to do it. So
right. That's
where prayer comes in. And then also, you know, the fact come in, you got to give yourself some grace. When you know you've done everything you could in a situation, whether it's raising a kid, whether it's being with a spouse, whether it's being on a job or whatever, and you know you've done all that you could do to the best of your ability, you got to give yourself some grace.
Right.
This is there's some other factors involved in this thing. It's not your fault. Now, if it is your fault, you need to ask for forgiveness. Ask God to forgive you. Ask the other people to forgive you and be forgiven and become a better person.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
You guys get some Bible study on tonight. This is real Bible study.
It is. And I just want to go back to the scripture, talking about being deprived and being a reprobated. Could you break that down for our listeners?
Yeah, that simply means giving you over to your own mind, to your own self-will, to allow you to keep doing what you're doing and until it takes you to the point where all you can do is look up. Because sometimes God has to wreck a life to save a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God had to allow Jonah to be in the belly of the whale for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He turned Jonah over. Jonah was in the belly of a whale, stinking. The teeth had to be sticking him every time the whale moved.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't comfortable.
Right.
Yeah. And then God said, now I'm going to let the whale vomit you up. He could have let him vomit him up in the ocean instead of on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
He called. God allows that stuff to happen in our life, and it's to get our undivided attention.
Because
if every time you fall and you see me, Eldred, you'll never look up and see God. You'll be looking for Vic instead of looking for God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sometimes we think we're doing something good, but is it God?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference between something good and something God. And I'm speaking from experience. I used to want to help and do everything for everybody. When I first became a pastor, I'm a bless everybody. I'm a give everybody everything I got and everything like that. And God had to tell me, Vic, you getting in my way.
The mother God.
I gave you that heart, Vic. But if you keep doing everything for them, they'll never do anything for themselves.
Right.
See, every man and every woman got to bear their own cross.
That's right.
If I keep giving you fish, why do you need to go out there and fish? You just lay up on the beach. Vic gonna come by here with about 3 or 4 fish. I know he got it, man. He gonna give it to me. I ain't gotta do nothing.
Come on, Pastor.
And God had to tell me, what kind of return are you getting on your investment?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting no return on your investment. Start investing in that.
Yes, sir. Reciprocity.
Amen.
Right. Yeah. He said. God told me. He said, Vic, you stop doing that. And I had to learn that because I love to give. I love to serve, and the price has already been paid.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, I paid the price, not you, Vic.
Yeah. You know, it's ironic you would say that because I was just talking to some brothers the other day over at in the school district, you know, because we're talking about the Bible. And it's just certain things they were sharing. I said, well, that became your God. That's your God right there. I said, the reason why you ain't getting delivered, you too dependent on that. You know what I'm saying? And you started out earlier talking about the other gods, how we can just make things, you know, just put in God in God's place to where God ain't God, mm-hmm. that becomes God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it sneaks up on you before you know it.
Know it, yes, sir.
Man, that's why you got to study and show yourself approved, right? You devise the word of God. That's why you got to walk with the Lord daily.
Yes,
you got to, man, you got to look for Jesus in every and anything that you do. Try to find him in it. If he ain't in it, don't be in it yourself.
Amen.
Because you'll end up easily getting hooked and bamboozled because everything that look good to you ain't good for you.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Satan, man, Satan was so beautiful to Eve, man. Can you imagine? He had colored himself up, and man, he, you know, I believe the snake was walking before he got cursed. Because after he did that to Eve, God cursed him and said, from this point on, you got to crawl on the belly, on your belly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he probably, you see, I tell this story too. I said, it's just like if me and my wife was out somewhere and I let mm-hmm. a man come up to my wife and start sweet talking my wife and I don't say nothing. That's what mm-hmm. Adam did when the snake came to Eve.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that wasn't right, but he said, I'm not a fighter, I'm a lover, but ain't nobody going to be whispering in my baby's ear.
Yeah, hello. Come on, Pastor Vic. I understand.
No, that's my ear.
Yeah.
We cannot allow Satan to come and get our people and our loved ones and trick them. When we see something, we got to say something in the most mm-hmm. loving way we can.
Yeah.
Because even that's if you say it in the most loving way you can, if they really want to do it, man, they're going to be mad at you until God reveals it to them, and maybe they'll come back and say, hey, you know, thank you for saying something. I wasn't in my right mind, but, man, I should have listened.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do, we receive them back. He said, those that are spiritual restore such a one.
Right, right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Any more
questions
on the line? Beautiful. No, it's no more question. No more to hit the option one. I think they're just soaking it up because you know what? To be honest with you, Pastor, I have enjoyed all the pastors have come on all last year and this year. But this is a first. This is a first where just the dialogue is mm-hmm. so transparent, you know, because, you know, we're around the domino table tonight. And I just don't know what I don't know nobody be fake around the domino table. Not suggesting nobody have been, but. You know, this is just what I've been looking for, the transparency in the teaching, because a lot of times in teaching, we so, how would you say it, Pastor Vic, we so trying to hammer on the, I think the most important thing in teaching, you pick a character, you teach about the character, but also, you know, you take us to the point where we relate to the character that you're teaching about.
Right.
You're so transparent tonight. It's like we just sitting around at the house, at the crib, you know, with the Bible out. It just has to be going all around the globe. The numbers just sky high. People are just listening to authenticity, and people has a tendency when they get it like this, you probably don't answer everybody's question on the line, to be honest with you. And a lot of times they be like, well, I don't want to sound stupid. He answered that. Well, he said that because – it's a whole lot of questions I had to ask you, but you done answered all of them, so ain't no need of me coming back, because when God uses a vessel and a gift, because that's all we're here to do is to serve, the uniqueness in the style of way you teaching tonight, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
We need these kind of, you know, and to all of you that's over in Cedar Hill, you know what Clark Street, you know what Bell Line is, slide over there to the building the Kingdom's Community Church. You can get this kind of teaching where you, because Pastor Vic, he'll sit down at the table and teach you. I know he will. You know,
we do a thing on the last Wednesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
We do a thing called Talk, Time, and Dine. We talk with one another. We eat with one another, and we spend time with one another. Like, mm-hmm. just like we're around the table when we were kids and you used to come home and mama would fix your food.
Beautiful.
And whatever she fixed, you ate. She wasn't fixing no three different kind of foods. You
right,
ate whatever
right.
she put on the table or you didn't eat. And she asked you, how was your day? What's been going on with you? How's your grades? You know, how,
mm-hmm.
how's your football practice going? The bath, whatever the case may be. And we sat around and there wasn't no cell phones. We turned the TV off. And so
mm-hmm.
we do that. We call it talk time and dine. And my granddaughter gave that name. I just said, let's come together, spend some time together, eat together. And then you can ask any question about the Bible you want, something that you might have been studying, something that you heard or whatever. And if you don't understand it, I'll do my best to explain it. If it's something I don't know, I'll study it, research, and come back and give you the information that I believe that'll help you. So anytime anybody want to come on the last Wednesday of every month, talk, time, and dine at BKCC, Building the Kingdom Community Church, 308 East Beltline Road, Cedar Hill, Texas. And we talk just like the family would.
What time is that, Pastor?
At 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Man, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for this opportunity, and I just love to teach. I love to share God's word, man. And like I said, I do not claim to know everything, but what I know, I will give it away. It's not a blessing till I give it away anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and
yeah.
So, man, God has blessed me to be able to take His word and make it as plain, as easy as ABC 1, 2, 3. He's given me that gift, and I know it, and I give Him all the praise and the glory for the ability to teach. I had some great mentors. He talked about going over to Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship today. You know, I've had, you know, one-on-one conversation with Dr. Evans, and I count him one of my mentors, especially when I first started the ministry. And Dr. Willie Jay Bolden and Pastor Noah Baker, people that have been very influential in my life, Jim Walker. So I thank the Lord for those people. And every time I do something, I think about them because I don't want to let them or God down.
Well, you know, that's ironic you would say that, because I kind of see that listening to Dr. Evans today. I kind of heard that little style that he because he's practical, too. And what he talked about today, having the power, but knowing how to release the power that's already in you. It was just amazing. When you already got the authority, when you already got the power, you have to know how to release it. And
turn the TV on. Stop sitting there with the TV plugged up, but it ain't on.
But Pastor, I got to tell you what Pastor Evans said today. That it was just hilarious. Pastor Evans said today, he had been looking for his keys for about an hour. He said he was looking for his keys. He could not find his keys because he was talking about you have the power, but you have to know how to release it. And he had somewhere to be. He had somewhere to go, but he could not find his keys. One minute he thought he was having Alzheimer's. He said he didn't know what was going on. So he finally looked up toward heaven and he prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And after he prayed, he just couldn't find his keys. And all of a sudden, when he finished praying, he hid his pants and his keys was in his pants. Ain't that what he said today, man?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Everything that he needed, he had in him. You understand?
Yeah.
And he said
he
released those keys out of his pocket, got in his car, went on. What was he saying? Everything that you got in, you got the authority now, you got the power now, you got everything that you need. It's right there in it, but a lot of times we get lost and we can't find it, and it's right there. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told a young man on Friday, I said, man, everything you need, you got it. You just haven't tapped into it. You missing the opportunity, man. God has given you God has given us everything we need to be successful. We just haven't plugged into it.
Yeah, yeah.
What? We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Vic, I tell you, we appreciate you on tonight.
Yes.
We know this has been a long day for you. If anybody else have any question for Pastor Vic, because we have held him a while a night. He have talked today. But if anybody have any questions, go ahead and hit option one. We can bring you in. If not, Pastor Vic, well, I tell you, what a blessing. Just a simple teaching of the Bible. I don't know if you gave a title, but I gave it a title, The Wrath of God. That was my title. You know.
Well, I just want to thank y'all, man. And,
yes, sir.
I'm not going to lie. I was dog tired because I'm usually in the bed by 9:30 because I don't know if I'm going to get a call. By being a chaplain for the police department, I don't know if somebody, a church member, might call me. So I try. I might not be asleep, but I'm laying down relaxing. But this was fun. This was worth losing, you know, some rest for. I do this anytime.
Well, man, we want to appreciate you over here on We Talk Radio Network, because we're on two networks tonight. We're on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network and We Talk Radio Network. So it's going all around. And man, we just want to thank you. I know you've had a busy day. Beautiful teaching on tonight. And to those of you that's
absolutely
on the phone lines and on the network, you can go back to We Talk Radio Network all week long, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com, all in one word, and continue to listen to this Bible study. Chew this up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is food for the soul. You know what I'm saying? And so we want to appreciate you, sir. And to those of you that's over in the Cedar Hill area, because we broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know what, Clark and Bell Line, they run right into each other. Slide over there.
Yeah.
What time your Sunday services again, Pastor?
It starts Sunday school at 9 o'clock. Worship services at 10.
Okay. Well, Pastor Vic, we want to appreciate first. Well, once again, shout out to the first. The devil is like, he didn't want me to shout out to the first lady. I'm going to give a first lady some love. Shout out to first lady Ramona.
Hey, don't worry about it. I got her.
Hey, yes, sir.
I got her.
Yes, sir. Send our love, Pastor, to your members. I believe it's a lot of your members on the line tonight. They don't give names. They just give numbers in the queue. And the phone lines are lit up on tonight to support you. And we want to thank all of you who have called in on tonight. So, Pastor Vic, appreciate you on tonight, sir. You know, stop by email after show anytime.
Yes.
Tell us where we get your book again, Pastor Vic. Tell us real quick where we get that book at.
You can get the book on Amazon. What's that other place you can get it? Amazon. Barnes and Noble. And then also, I'm going to have a book signing sometime in the next month or two, and I'll have it then, and I can autograph it for you.
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, I want to appreciate you on tonight, and we're getting ready to let you go. But just before you go, just a word of prayer out. We'll let you pray out, and then we'll let you go, and we'll just, me and Amanda, finish the show. You know, man, just, I know election is coming up. Somebody don't want to vote, but at the end of the day, Pastor, just pray for those that's running for office, because we need to make sure we pray. We need to know who got in office. You know what I'm saying? And pray for us tonight, Pastor. Go right ahead.
You got it. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, Lord, that the name, sound of that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that you are the Christ. Lord, bless us, Lord. Continue to be with my brother and his wife, Lord God. Bless them beyond their wildest imagination, Lord God. I ask that you would have their cup to overflow. Lord, may they continue to bless people, Father God. Bless their marriage, Father. And, Lord, I ask that you would just bless those that was on tonight, that something was said that pricked their heart to cause them to fall deeper in love with you. I thank you and I praise you for the opportunity, Lord. I am humbled. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. Well, I see it in your words. I just love the hell out of you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it. That's it, brother. I love you, man. Thank you. Bye, man.
All righty, sir.
Bye. Thank you so much, Pastor Victor.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Pastor Victor Jackson. He has taught us on tonight. Yeah. Those of you that's joining us on the phone lines, on the network, he came from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32,
mm-hmm.
talking about the wrath of God. Just a simple teaching. You know, see, this is the kind of Bible study that I love, where you can sit around and ask questions and get clarity and, you know what I'm saying, man?
Mm-hmm.
But ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a break real quick, and we'll regroup, and we'll come right back. You're listening to the E-Man After Show. Y'all guys keep it locked, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Sound. and he'll answer your prayer.
Out of all of that, I still gotta cry out to him and say, Lord, deliver me. It hurt me, so I had to say, Lord, deliver me, yeah, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me, oh Lord. Anybody can testify?
Coming out of this. Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? Over 10 years later, we are still going strong. Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. So excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us tonight on the network over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Well, we're back, man. I tell you, we just, we had some Bible study tonight, huh, man?
We did.
We want to thank Pastor Vic. Pastor Victor Jackson, he is the proud pastor of Building the Kingdom Community Church over in Cedar Hill, Texas. BKCC, all of us, we over there off of Beltline Road. Listen, if you want some of that kind of teaching, if you want some of that down-home love, you know, stop by. Stop by and visit Pastor Vic, and he will be glad to have you. Well, tonight, Mandy, it's been another great episode over here on the E-Man After Show.
It has been.
Yeah, man, I tell you. We want to appreciate all you listeners on tonight. The phone lines is lit up. The network is lit up. We want to thank y'all for coming each and every Sunday night. Every first Sunday night of the month, we're doing Bible study. We started this segment last year. Mm-hmm. We was challenged by our pastor, Bishop Jakes, the year before. I think we were going into 2023. He said, what are you going to do with 2023?
Mm-hmm.
And so we got creative, and we came up with a Bible study on the E-Man After Show, and it done took off over here on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah.
So every first Sunday, we bring in men and women of God on just to come and be practical and teach us the Word of God just real simple, because the Word of God is simple.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just us done and complicated.
Right.
And so... thank you, Pastor Vic. You know, he just did a marvelous job on tonight. So come back next first Sunday of the month. We'll have another great pastor for you.
That's right.
And we'll do that throughout the year. And then just to encourage your heart, for the rest of the three Sundays, we have Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
We do.
Because we want you to lay down on something positive at night.
Mm-hmm.
And even though this show is going all around the globe, it's daytime, it's evening time, it's nighttime somewhere, but wherever it's nighttime, you know, they say the last thing you do and lay down on, that's what's in your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get some word or you get some positive, instead of sitting up watching all the crazy movies and, you know, being scared and being fearful going to sleep, and then you seeing stuff climbing up the wall because
mm-hmm.
you don't watch the scary movie. We want to give you some positive to put in your psyche.
Right.
And so when you lay down to go to sleep, you can go to sleep peaceful. So tonight you should, because you know what? All these people that's on the network and different ones that's listening, they going to remember what Pastor Vicky, when he was talking about them children,
mm-hmm.
you, by discipline, because he laid a whole lot, you know, he laid a whole lot out.
He did.
On tonight. And hopefully someone was helped and did it in a way where you should be able to understand what he was saying.
Absolutely.
You know, so we understood what he was saying, and number of love for you, you know, because nowadays we just have a lot of parents. They, you know, as he was talking about raising kids, they just, you know, and I think that was a marvelous question that you asked, Mandy, because, you know, some of them are raising them too late. They have let them get by with so much,
mm-hmm.
and now they can't really tell them nothing. And,
mm-hmm.
and then they know they can call on them, you know what I'm saying? And so, I think Pastor Vic gave the correct answer or the best answer that he could. And,
right.
you know, just chew on that, what, you know, use that you know, be prayerful about it. You know, don't hit nobody with no, because, you know, I like the part where you see it, because it makes a whole lot of sense. You know, you'll have your kids afraid of you slapping them upside the head with your hand.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? You slapping them around and stuff like that there, you know, and you walking at a try to hug them. Well, they confused, because now you done knocked me upside the head. Now you're trying to hug me. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. But if you take an object like a belt, you know, or a little spatula or something like that, when they see you raise that belt, they gonna straighten up.
Right.
Just beautiful. Just a beautiful way of assuring on tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you on tonight. Man, this has been a marvelous day. Once again, we have had a blessed day on today. I tell you, it's been a great day. We had this service over there at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. Just a beautiful service over there on today. And man, got out of service, and I tell you, I had a, there's always something going on. Always a lot of running around, you know.
Right.
But we make it back to the studio and come in here and shut the night down, and we just pray that you guys will have a blessed week on this week, and we getting ready to wrap our bags up. What, we got about 3 minutes before this show ends? Mm-hmm. But I got a thought on tonight, man.
Okay.
I got a thought, and it's simply just this here. I call it the E-Man Thoughts over here on the E-Man After Show. I want to leave you guys with this thought on tonight. We're not changed by the promises that we make to God.
Mm-hmm.
But God changes us by the promises he makes to us. Let me repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not changed by the promises that we make to God. But God changes us by the promises that he makes to us. Chew on that a little bit on tonight. Let that sink in. Because every promise that God have made to us, he have kept his promise.
Yes, he has.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank y'all for sharing on tonight. We want to thank y'all for tuning in on tonight. Come back next Sunday night. We'll be back on the E-Man After Show. Well, Mandy,
yes.
Let's pack our bags and get on up out of here.
Let's go.
You ready to think big?
I am.
Well, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everyone.
Be blessed, everybody. Good night. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.